Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show with minister, author, and entrepreneur, Teresita Glasgow.
Hello, 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 everyone. How are you today? I don't know if you can hear it in my voice or not, but I've been going through a little bit of somewhat of a cold for the last few days. And so I may not sound like myself. I won't say under the weather. I'm feeling better, but have been going through a cold. How was your Martin Luther King Day yesterday? I saw a presentation that was actually at the Ebenezer Baptist Church where Martin Luther King Jr. had been was a pastor. His daughter, Bernice King, Dr. Bernice King, officiated. And there were some awesome, magnificent speakers and presentations. And the gentleman that played Martin Luther King Jr., excuse me, in the recent film, Selma, was there, and he gave a absolutely, oh my goodness. I couldn't believe that after all the speakers spoke that I had not pressed the button to record the entire show. I'm hoping that they put it on YouTube because it was awesome, and his speech in particular was just wonderful. Just wonderful. I mean, even to the point of the shedding of tears. One of the things that he said that was so new to me, I'd never really thought about it and didn't know anything about it. He is originally from Africa, and his father was there with him, and he had his father to stand. And then he told the crowd, and it was part of his speech as well, that the markings on his father's cheeks, you know, the cuts, and also he said he has something on his stomach, and it says King. You would have had to listen to the whole speech to get the significance of that. But one of the things that he was saying was that the markings that his father told him, because he thought that the tribes in Africa had been doing that for many, 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 you know, thousands of years or whatever. And his father said, no, this began when slavery started, because they always wanted, when they came home, for their tribes to be able to identify them. Oh, my goodness. The crowd was one of those moments that was unbelievable. I mean, he was in tears as he spoke about how he, as an actor, you get into the person's shoes that you're actually trying to portray, and how he was able to do that with Martin Luther King. And one of the things that he said was so important and impactful to him was that he's doing it as an actor. He cannot understand how anyone could actually do that as a human being the way that Martin Luther King did, to go out and know that his family was in danger, his kids were in danger, you know, and it was just really a magnificent presentation and for Martin Luther King Day birthday and celebration. It was really a wonderful, wonderful event that they have it on YouTube. I believe it was done by Fox 5, but it is, there's so many of them were done, presentations and such. But this one was the one that was actually done at the Ebenezer Baptist Church. So if you have the opportunity to look it up and find it, it is well worth the viewing. I mean, it was wonderful. I was in tears at parts of it. They had dancers and a lot of different things that went on there. Well, as you can hear, and as I've told you, I'm a little bit dealing with this cold or whatever. And so I thought, and I've been reviewing 2014 on the radio show as well. We had some awesome guests in 2014. I tell you, we had some wonderful guests, and we talk about inspire empower and inform. Oh my goodness, we had some awesome guests. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to actually play back one of the interviews that I did with Lethea Owens. Now, I know if you listened to the interview with her before, or this is your first time hearing her, Lethea Owens is an awesome woman. She is an awesome woman, and she is known for not only marketing but branding. She is like the queen of branding. So, without further ado, as they say, I'm gonna play back the interview that I did with Lethea Owens. That's going to be on the show, Miss Lethea Owens. Lethea, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you loud and clear. I'm so excited about having you on the show, and just want to say congratulations to you for your business, your anniversary, your 9 years in business. That is a phenomenal accomplishment.
Oh, I feel so honored and blessed to be on this journey, and the number of lives that I've been able to touch as a result of the work that I've done and all of the lessons that I've learned. I'm just really fortunate.
You know, you are one of those rare people who is classified as an expert who is really an expert. And so I'm honored and privileged to have you on the show. And let me just read a little bit about who you are to the audience. Lethea Owens is internationally recognized as a speaker, author, corporate coach, and online radio and TV personality. She is the president and CEO of Lethea Owens International, Inc. Ms. Owens is a certified corporate coach, information technology expert, and business authority with more than 15 years of experience and a strong track record of results. Now, Lethea, you and I, now I've seen, you know, when you are on social media, you see different names on the various platforms all the time. And, of course, you read bios and different things. But I had the awesome opportunity to actually meet you in September at the Full Throttle Experience down in Tampa, Florida, that was hosted by Del Toro McNeil. And you gave a rip-roaring presentation that I'm sure put everybody made everyone want to focus more diligently on their personal brand.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you share some of your background story with us? I know you came out of corporate, and you were one of those people making that six-figure salary, but something triggered you to want to do something on your own. Share that with us.
Absolutely. I had the opportunity to read two books, Teresita, that totally changed my life. And I was under the leadership of someone that I think is a phenomenal leader. And with the culmination of those two books and this wonderful mentor, it just created this perfect storm for me to really come into the full revelation of what it was that God wanted me to do in regards to sharing my gifts with the world. So the first book that I read was called The Power of Focus. And this is a book written by Jack Canfield, Les Hewitt, Mark Victor Hansen. And those three guys, when they put that book together, I tell you, they stirred something up in me that I couldn't even contain. I can't tell you really much of what the book was about, except it left me with this one nagging question, Teresita, that I couldn't shake. And it was this idea that they said, on average, a person spends 80% of their day doing things they're not even gifted for. I mean, when we're going about our normal days and our normal career and our normal job, most of us are actually given assignments and tasks and projects that are requiring us to operate out of mediocrity, in the sense that we don't get to really use our full talent and potential and our strength. And that thing just stirred me, because I started to ask myself, what if I could create a life that allowed me to spend 80% of my time operating out of my gifts? Now, don't get me wrong, working as an IT leader in State Farm was a great experience, one of the best companies I've ever worked for. but I wasn't spending 80% of my time doing what I was gifted for. And I just could not shake that question. And so it began, or it caused me to begin this journey of seeking an answer for what would life be like? What could my life actually be like if I were able to spend 80% of my time operating out of my gifts and talents? And then the second book that I read was Now Discover Your Strengths. And that book is all about creating a life where you get to play to your strengths every day and not live a life where you are constantly focusing on trying to improve your weaknesses. Because when we try to improve our weaknesses, we go from horrible to really bad. We never turn those weaknesses into true strengths. And so if you want to show up and live audaciously and actually stand in your power and show up in a way that's undeniable, then you have to really tap into your core and really get crystal clear about whose you are, about who you are, and about what it is that you were put on this earth to share, to give, and how you were meant to serve. And I call that your blessing or your transformation that you offer to the world.
That's awesome. Now, but what you actually have begun or began to do when you formed your company was to take all of that knowledge and information and the strengths that you have and help to steer people where they could focus on what their gifts and talents were and to actually brand individuals and brand companies.
Absolutely.
Yes, and you're excellent at that. One of the things that I was amazed at when you were on the platform with FTX was how you could turn a phrase. One of the things that always I'm really not good at is writing copy, and that is so important. And you're able to sit down and assess an individual and pull those strengths out, but even more importantly, you have those strengths yourself to write that copy or to see that copy where it positions that individual within the market for personal branding. Speak a little bit to us personal branding and how important that is for the entrepreneur, or small business person, or individual.
Absolutely. The benefits are just as powerful for entrepreneurs as it is for someone who is working in corporate America. The idea of building a powerful personal brand really is around you becoming more intentional and thoughtful on how you're going to message, communicate, articulate the value that you have to offer to the world. So when we think about being a corporate professional, you will want to think about the messages that you're creating. You see, your brand is made up of nothing more than the thoughts, the ideas, the perceptions that people hold in their mind about who you are. And when you get clear on what imagery is being created, then you can begin to influence that imagery and the perceptions that people are creating by how you show up and how you act. So if you want to be known in your company as the innovator, go-to girl who always has fresh, insightful ideas, if you know that that's the brand image that you want to build, you can start setting goals for how you're going to show up every day at work, which will then over time eventually cause people to see you that way. In business, it's really important for us to have a clear brand strategy, Teresita, because unfortunately, many of us, we write a book or we craft a speech or we create a product or we get the license to sell a product, and we think we're in business and we are all excited and we go out and start marketing. But when we're marketing, we're not really sending a cohesive, emotionally charged message that compels or inspires people to take the action that we want them to take, because we've not really thought through what the brand message is that we want to communicate. Everything we do in marketing should be communicating a message that is clearly thought out and that is clearly tied back to some core brand identity that we want to share in the marketplace. It is your brand. That, I mean, when we think about why people do business with you, it's not because you have a beautiful website or a fancy business card. It's because when they interact with you or they go onto your website, the message that's being conveyed resonates so clearly and powerfully with them that they are inspired and compelled to take action. That is why people do business with us. So that's why branding is so absolutely important.
Right, right, absolutely. And so when you talk about things like brand attributes and words, one of the things that you talked about at FTX, which was just really phenomenal, was the fact of the keywords and the words that describe your brand. And another concept was ownership of your brand.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what words do you own. Could you tell us a little bit about those concepts?
Absolutely. I think that you want to create your own brand language. So when we think about people like Justin Bieber, he has his Biebers. You know, that's the name he's given for his tribe members. My tribe members are Moxie Mavens. Moxie stands for powerful. And Mavens are individuals who are really sharp and savvy and really not only intelligent and able to really communicate to others the value that they have to offer, but they're also interested in helping others along the way as well. And so that really embodies the heart of the type of people that I'm trying to attract mm-hmm. into my space. So I've called my people Moxie Mavens. So individuals who create brands that are premier and or standout brands, they often have these words that you hear them say. One of my mentors, Lisa Sasevich, she calls her tribe members sassies. She calls her environment Planet Sassy. So she'll say things like, here on Planet Sassy, we da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's how she shares her business philosophy. So everyone on Planet Sassy starts to subscribe to and embrace the information that is being shared within that community because these individuals have the shared language that they're using in order to support, encourage, and communicate with one another. So keywords are also important, not only for your brand language, but because an awesome brand without visibility is like having a handsome date on your arm, Teresita, or a handsome husband on your arm, and no one ever gets to see him because the lights are off at the ball. So you can have this amazing brand, but no one knows about it because you have no visibility. Because the keywords you're using to promote that brand via search engine optimization, SEO, are keywords that are tied to perhaps industry jargon and not the heart of the person who's looking for you as their solution. So
right.
Industry jargon could be things like, let's say, for example, a fitness trainer. They may use terms like hypoglycemic index. If I'm looking for answers and I have a flabby butt or a flabby belly, I am not typing in hypoglycemic index on Google. I am saying how to make my butt look smaller, how to lose pounds around my waist. Those are the kinds of words and keywords that I'm typing in to find answers. And so as the expert, we have to remember to create keywords that are tied into the language that the person with the problem is using and not language that we as the expert and among our colleagues use in order to talk about the solution that we provide. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense. So in other words, whatever experience they are looking for, that's what the keyword should express.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because I know for myself, when I Google something I'm looking for, I'm usually looking for, for instance, to YouTube, and I'm looking for a how-to video.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the end result that I'm looking for.
Exactly.
So the end result is what the keyword should be.
Right.
So
and the words how-to are perfect to add in front of the keyword because a lot of people start their Google searches with the words how-to.
Mm-hmm.
How to save my marriage. I'm looking for help in improving my relationship with my husband. I'm not necessarily doing a search for marriage counselor, because maybe that's not my first thought, to hire a marriage counselor. But if I do a search on how to save my marriage and I keep finding this one person keeps coming up and they have great advice, eventually I just might hire them.
Yes, yes. So, and that kind of lends itself to how that person positions themselves on the internet with their, maybe their blog or their website, their materials that are out there on the web.
Keywords. Absolutely, Teresita. And one of the things that Google is doing now, my company is a Google Engage partner. And so that means that we get a lot of news and announcements from Google before the general public does. And they provide lots of resources to us to stay on top of the latest trends and what's going on with Google. But one of the things that they've been doing in the last couple of years is Google is factoring in your social signals into your ranking online. When people do searches online, Google is now returning not only the websites that have been well optimized, but they're returning at the top of the list websites that are well optimized that also have a connection or integration with social media accounts that have activity. So if you connect your Facebook to your website and you are active on Facebook, that helps your website to rank higher. So it's important for people to realize that it's really a comprehensive strategy that they need to apply in order to really increase their visibility online, and it's not a one-dimensional, just blog twice a week strategy that used to work 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me of your clout score. In order for your clout score to go up, you have to be integrated with all the various social medias as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know what clout is another, I guess I wouldn't call it a social media platform. I don't know what I would call it, but it kind of takes into account all the activities that you have in social media, and it gives you a score. And one of the things that about that particular clout score is that people are looking at that to see how relevant the individual is based on their score. That's about right, isn't it?
That's it. You got it. And I just call it a social media tool is what I call clout.
Okay. All right. Now, so for the individual or the company looking to brand, What is a good strategy for them to use, or how could someone get in touch with your company to kind of help them get through the hurdles of everything that's involved in order to put forward the best brand possible?
I'm glad you asked that question, Teresita, because what most clients do is they work with me directly, and we spend time together in a two-day format where we pretty much position ourselves, we disconnect from the world, and we start to really go inward. I really believe that people, when they are connected to the message within them that is really about being a difference maker, understanding how exactly, you know, the gifts and talents that they have can be used to make a positive difference in this world. When people get really crystal clear on what that is, then they begin to communicate with a different message, a different voice, a different kind of flair. And so we spend time together going over what I call the 15 facets of an irresistible brand. And that's where we really dig deep and get clear on what is their brand name, what is their tagline, what is their position statement, their target market, their expert story, their tribe, their movement. We look at what is their irresistible offer and their signature product going to be. We get clear on all of these things to help them be able to then reposition themselves in the marketplace and apply what I call the World Wide Web domination strategy, where they begin to just show up everywhere. And people are like, oh my gosh, you know, where, you know, every time I turn around, I'm seeing her or I'm seeing him online. They are always up to something good, and it helps you to extend your brand and increase your visibility. But now when you're promoting your brand and you're out there everywhere, you know that it's a cohesive message that has the power to convert visitors and listeners into customers. So that's a two-day format, and that's really a VIP kind of an experience where I fly to the client or they fly to me and we work together. And the other option is to actually become part of the Magnetic Marketing Blueprint community, where it's a self-study process where you watch the videos at your own pace, you know, on your own time, and then there's a community of other individuals who are also at the same time applying these same principles, and they are supporting one another within this community called the Magnetic Marketing Blueprint community. So those are the two ways that people most often work with me to get help on branding and marketing.
So then there may be three facets that you do, which would be a really hands-on approach, would be the 15 facets of an individual brand, where you have the two-day meeting with the individual, or you have something that's more of a DIY kind of a person that likes to roll up their sleeves and kind of do it themselves, would get involved in the Magnetic Marketing Blueprint.
Absolutely, absolutely. And anyone who signs up in any of, either of those packages, they then become part of the Moxie Maven community, where they have this online support of people who are also working on building a powerful brand and building a blueprint for how they're going to market that brand.
Right. I think that what you do is so foundational. It's that piece that if it's not done correctly, nothing else really can be built on the business, the individual, or on anything that's going to deliver the correct message.
Right.
It's going to be hit and miss. It's going to be throw the spaghetti up against the wall and see if it sticks. It's going to be that type of approach,
exactly,
unless you have all of those foundational pieces in place.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, absolutely.
And, Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is that back to the copy, writing copy for your website, one of the interesting things that you talked about was the client that you had that was a dentist.
Yeah.
And how she had her description was, you know, more or less telling you who she was, what school she went to, the way that a lot of people start their bios off. And it's kind of boring, isn't it, when it's approached that way?
And nobody cares about that stuff because we've been taught. No one cares about how much you know until they know how much you care about them. So until we can make our message more about them than it is about us, we're missing the boat. So, for example, Dr. Catrice Austin had an about page on her website that, you know, basically went like this: Dr. Catrice Austin graduated from da 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 with a degree in da 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 and so and so year and da 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 da. She's been practicing dentistry da 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 da. Boring, 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 boring. But when we reframe the title and the headline to say, have you ever wished your teeth were whiter, your smile were prettier, or overall your smile was more beautiful and attractive? If you answer yes to this question, you're like the thousands of people that visit my office every year. And then we go into the story of why she became a dentist, which was when she was a little girl, she hated her smile, and she understood that it was impacting her self-confidence. And once her dentist helped her to correct her smile, she saw a change in herself and wanted to give others that same gift. Now, that's a message that has some emotional appeal. I can get excited about wanting to know this person, wanting to come into an office and be serviced by that person. But the old boring message does not set, you know, you apart. So it's so important that you show up and really stand out. You have to interrupt the patterns of life of the people that you're trying to get, you know, for the people who which you're trying to get their attention.
Right. And the other aspect of that particular client was that she had done some dental work with, people who were well-known people, maybe actors or actresses, or I know it was in New York. And
yeah.
She'd done a lot of work with them, but she was not profiting on the fact that she had that celebrity dentist type of vibe. And what you actually helped her to do was to cultivate those relationships and the fact that she had worked on all of the celebrities and even to the point where she would take clients at any time.
Exactly. Absolutely.
She
called it concierge dentistry.
Concierge dentistry. So that is what took her and set her apart from the masses, because there are a lot of dentists.
Mm-hmm.
But when you find her as the concierge dentist, the person that the celebrity can come to at 4 a.m. in the morning after they had a show or something and maybe they have a toothache or whatever the case may be, put her on a platform where she was singly there by herself. So when a person looks for someone who does that, she is the one and only concierge dentist. And that was a strong message to deliver when you talk about branding. You don't want to be one of the ones who does this. You want to be the only one who does this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Key here is finding your points of distinction and looking for what I call the unoccupied space. Where is there an opportunity in the marketplace for you to totally dominate, right? So when I work with clients, I help them come up with the brand, but we really dig deep. And I want to make sure that that brand that we come up with is available as a domain name. It's available on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on YouTube. I don't let a client pick a brand that we can't protect. So it's really important to make sure that you're able to protect your brand as well as come up with a great brand.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lethea, our time is just about up, and I just have to say thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing with my listeners your expertise. As always, whenever we connect, I learn a great deal of information and things that when it comes to branding strategy and all of the things that you lend your expertise to. I can say that to the listeners, but believe me when I tell you, there's no other person out there that I know of who has gone to the levels that Lethea has gone to hone her particular skills so that she can enhance the credibility, the branding of an individual or a company. So, Lethea, your website is, can you give us your website information?
I sure can. You can find me online at LetheaOwens.com. That's spelled L-E-T as in Tom, H-I-A-O-W-E-N-S.com, LetheaOwens.com. And you can find me on almost any social network by putting the name of the social network in front of my domain. So on Facebook, I would be Facebook.LetheaOwens.com. Twitter would be Twitter.LetheaOwens.com. LinkedIn would be LinkedIn.LetheaOwens.com, and so forth. I really appreciate the opportunity, Teresita, to share with your listening audience. It's always a pleasure and a blessing to have an opportunity to connect with you. You're such a powerful woman, and I hope people really realize just what valuable service you're offering by bringing them some of these amazing success stories.
Thank you, Lethea. Thank you for being my guest. And everyone, thank you for tuning in today to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show. I appreciate you and love you and welcome you to return again next week to the show. Thanks, Lethea.
You've been listening to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show. Teresita Glasgow is the founder of In His Season Incorporated, a Christian corporation whose mission is to motivate, stimulate, and encourage individuals to reach beyond their limitations to their God-given possibilities. Visit us online at inhisseason.com for more information on Teresita Glasgow, In His Season Incorporated, or to get your copy of her books, Destiny, 7 Steps to Finding and Fulfilling Your Purpose in Life, and How to Start a Business on a Shoestring Budget. Be your own boss now. Now available for download on Amazon Kindle. Visit Amazon.com for your copy today. You can also download a copy of this show as well as archived shows. Just visit blogtalkradio.com/Teresita Glasgow or iTunes.com to subscribe. Check out Teresita's blog, Salt and Light, for daily inspiration and free information designed to enhance your business and your life. Be sure to follow Teresita on Twitter and like her on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and join us again next time for more of the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show.